Since the first week in March, entrance to the Capitol has been limited to two doors, and everyone entering except for media, legislators, and their staff have been required to walk through a metal detector. There have been increasing complaints from the public about these measures. Last week, Madison resident Dan Sanford, on a visit to the Capitol, had trouble finding an exit. He told the Madison fire chief he worried that might cause serious problems in case of a fire, especially when school children are getting a tour. Lori Wirth, communications director for the fire department, says that complaint sparked an inspection that found several fire safety violations.
Locked doors to the outside, beyond the working revolving doors, missing directional signs at exits, sets of doors with misleading signs. If you have an exit sign, people should presumably be able to get out any of the doors that are in front of them and shouldn't have to pick and choose. So there's a lot of opportunity for confusion.
Wirth says the Department of Administration has been notified but has made no promise to correct the problem soon.
They said it's in the courts, so they're not going to take any action right now.
Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch has said the current restrictions will remain in place at least until after the legal dispute over the collective bargaining law is resolved. Lawyers in a separate dispute over public access to the state capitol will be in court on Friday to talk about mediating an end to a lawsuit brought by the state employee unions. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.